Like, I never in a million years would I have thought I'd be on a podcast, let alone for 4 seasons with all these subscribers. Like, if you had asked me that 2011 when I met Tony, I probably would have did a whole lot more than cry. There would be no, well, maybe a brick by brick, but not a brick by brick with Tony and Tempest, because in my comfort zone, I just didn't do things like that. So just believe in yourself, and that takes time. If you listen to the podcast prior to this, Tony talked about be careful how you speak to yourself. If you have to look in the mirror and, I don't know, apologize to yourself so you can be free from your past, do that until it's comfortable. You know, like, you've overcome your past already. Don't be hindered by it. Let go of it and walk into your newness. Be yourself. Like, if you heard nothing else, just be yourself, regardless of who's offended by it. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself, and you have to enjoy this life. And you're never going to enjoy your life being someone else. Hi, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. And we are back together once again. How are you, Antonio?
I am fine. I'm doing good. I always like these particular episodes. You know, I think we kind of done something a bit different with season 4, and we never really explained it. I just kind of just threw it at the people. And so, should we explain it now? Or should we just, by now, there are this many episodes
probably
in.
Adapted by now.
Yeah, they're probably adapted. So, we made some changes. You want to explain a few changes? You want me to explain the changes? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're a good boss, bossing me around. Okay, well, obviously, so you heard. You heard. So obviously, you have this. This is how we started. Mm-hmm. I don't know, seasons 1, 2, and 3. Like this, 3, we start bringing in other episodes of people. Mm-hmm. So that's coming. We have those. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have what we originally do, which is the motivational side of this, which mm-hmm. is this. Mm-hmm. Then you have the episodes of the people that we're going to bring in, like we did, the small business owners, mm-hmm. and give them a shot, and not just a shot, because a lot of them don't even need a shot. They already made their own shots. Mm-hmm. But we've added a new element of this podcast this year, which is the leadership class in which I teach mm-hmm. over 40 weeks. And so you guys caught the tail end. You don't know it. You're catching the tail end of one leadership class, and then take a couple of months off, and then we'll get back to another. So you guys are going to hear lots of that class. You're going to hear me teaching that class sometimes, and it's very interactive, mm-hmm. and you'll hear the students, and these guys aren't students. I mean, they are students, but we're talking about these are business owners, people with master's degrees. Let's see, this class, how many people we got? We got 3 people in the class with master's degrees. Lots of, we got 3 different school teachers in there, that's for sure. You've got football coaches. You've got music executives. You have, what do you call the people that, correctional officers mm-hmm. are in the class. And so basically there is a lot of, you've got pastors, you got pastors and deacons in the class from these guys are leading from a religious perspective. And so, yeah, so you guys are going to hear all that plus this here. So it's pretty cool. You'll kind of be able to tell from the, well, if you're listening this far, you'll be able to tell. If you're just joining in, but it's the first time here, because you're a new subscriber, thank you very much. Go backwards and you'll hear that. Though that leadership class I speak of is very intense. Tears are cried and skin is broken, because that's in order for me to coach you, that's a collective coaching class. I have to rip your skin off. That's just the way it is. Well, you can't go to the next level lying to yourself on the level you're on. Yeah, no, see. So basically that's it. So you go ahead, you got some announcements you wanted to do as usual.
So starting Sunday, October 2nd at 8:30 PM Central Standard Time, Antonio is starting a Plant Better Mindset call. Is every week on Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 PM Central Standard Time. This call is to pour into you so you can go out into the world important to somebody during the week. I just came up with your tagline. I just changed your tagline.
Man, that's good. Say it again.
I don't remember what I just said. This call is to pour into you so you can pour into others throughout the week.
I like it. I like it. I like when you say it, though.
Okay.
All right. Well, One more time.
What did I say?
I don't know.
This call is to pour into you so you can pour into others throughout the week.
All right. Now we got it three times. We got it for sure now.
Okay. So the information for the phone call will be in the notes, but I'll also give you the info right now. So the number to call in is area code 641-715-3865. Access code 171-617. And it starts Sunday, October 2nd, and it's weekly, every week on Sunday. So we look forward to hearing from you on Sunday, or
that's
next
right.
Sunday.
That's right. And guys, don't forget, Tempest Social Security number is 433.
Nope. That's okay.
Okay.
And then also, Antonio is starting a one-on-one coaching program. If you're interested, if you're ready for a breakthrough, if you're tired of the way life is right now and you need someone coaching you one-on-one, podcast works, but you need more one-on-one interaction, Tony is here to help you. Shoot us an email at coaching@revtony.org. We'll get back with you within 24 hours and see if you're a good fit and get started with your breakthrough.
That's it. That's it. Guys, remember, I'm still trying to marry off Tempest, so her social is 2-3.
What does my social have to do with?
I don't know, but every time I say it, I just come up with three different. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to let them check your credit first to see if you're
don't
worried.
Check my credit.
All right, let's go. Let
you
us
gotta run them off. Don't check my credit.
Well, guys, now I'm really trying to marry Tempest off, so you come save her and her credit. No, I'm just joking. She's just fine. What we got today? What's on the agenda?
So today we're going to talk about changing your perspective.
That's good. That's real good. That's very good.
So thanks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Man, that's a big part of. So in coaching, whether it be in my leadership class, when I don't know, what's that? Sometimes 10, 11 people, or when I do. Bigger, it's not even coaching, 40-something people, when I do one-on-one, most people are not where they want to be because of their perspective. And the hardest and the longest thing that takes me the longest to do is to change your perspective. A lot of you are very evil to yourselves, but I'll see where your questions go and I'll...
Oh, you can just talk.
Well, ask the questions too, but I will say this here because I feel the need to say this here. You guys need to watch how you talk to yourselves, and you talk to yourselves and you justify how you talk to yourself. And sometimes you laugh about it like it's okay, like, haha, I'll never make it. No, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. You don't say, oh, well, you know, that's this story of my life. No. You're dooming yourself to repeat the exact life that you just made fun of yourself over, and the truth is, it's not funny, and you don't think it's funny. You're laughing at your own pain before I get the chance to do so, and so you have to understand. You a lot of us, we talk ourselves before it ever comes out of our minds. We tell our subconscious we're never going to be anything. We're never going to do anything. We're never going to go anywhere. And that's only for these kind of people. And I'm not that kind of person. I wasn't born with this. And if I was only born into the right family. And then, so you already plant that in your mind. Or you tell these things in your mind. But then you make the fatal mistake. And you plant it when you open your mouth and speak it. So you're dooming yourself. So when you have it in your mind and your subconscious, you're already vibrating at a frequency that's only going to get back what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I guess I do need to talk for a little bit. Listen, let me, the law of attraction is real. It doesn't matter if you want to believe it into it or not. Frequencies, all this is real. Now, whatever you want to call it, let me just explain it to you scientifically. When an earthquake hits California, as you guys know, California, even if you're not in America, we have countries, we have, I know, like, what was it? Hong Kong is our biggest downloader. I mean, wow. Thank you. So if you're listening from Hong Kong, Thank you, because you guys are doing like 2,300 downloads a day. Like, that's incredible. Thank you. Right? Like, thank you very much. I'm sorry I got off track, but thank you. Thank you. So, but even if you're in Hong Kong, you know about California because there's so many different movies all have the San Francisco Bridge being collapsed by some aliens or some terrorists. It's just every movie has the San Francisco Bridge. Is that what the name of the bridge is? The Golden Grove, whatever it is. Either way, that bridge gets destroyed every summer. It really does. But here's the deal. When an earthquake hits California, now listen to me. What you don't know is everything on planet Earth, a building, your MacBook Pro, give me a Windows so I don't...
Windows HP.
Okay, I wanted to be fair. I wanted to go on both sides because I'm not trying to favor one on the other, right? At least not on the podcast. Yeah. But whatever it is, you're vibrating, and it's vibrating at a particular frequency. Now, here's what you need to understand: that when an earthquake hits, let's explain the earthquake for a second. When two Titanic plates rub together, I said Titanic, tectonic, right? Either way, right? When two plates underground rub together, they're either going to go, you're either going to get an earthquake or a volcano. I was going to get into a bunch of science, but let me just kind of narrow this down. If you don't know anything about me, I'm really big on science, especially quantum physics. I'm actually trying to be a quantum physicist. But anywho. I need you to understand this here, that when the earthquake vibrates more, like 9.8 Richter scale, it's got this gigahertz, it's vibrating that, or whatever we want to measure it at, the only buildings that fall are the buildings that match the exact frequency of the ground in which it is shaking that is caused by the earthquake. Mm-hmm. Like, hear me. Hear me. I think I got a video of this on. I don't know if it's on YouTube or Facebook, but either way, the buildings that collapse are the buildings that are vibrating at the same frequency as the destructive force that has come against it. If the buildings are vibrating at a different frequency, then nothing happens to the building. So what am I saying? If you want to crumble, start vibrating at the same frequency as the destructive force against you. Mm-hmm. And so most of you have destructive thoughts in your head, and you repeat them over and over and over, and then you put out there that destructive thought, and so what's in your head, what's outside your body matches that. And then the only thing that can happen outside of you, and when it meets the vibration on the inside of you, is that you, or whatever you're doing, begins to match the frequency of that destructive force, and you crumble. And so if you're listening to me right now, you're crumbling. It's because what's on the inside of you is now beginning to match what's on the outside of you. And what's on the outside of you will always match what's on the inside of you. And so you have to be able to change your perspective, because you're being destructive to you. So your outer world is manifesting the destruction your subconscious has given itself and yourself permission to manifest. And that was a lot, but that's facts. Now, I've taken it out of spirituality, so... Yeah, that we got a different art, and I'm not even trying to be spiritual. I just gave you geography and vibrations and wave and radio frequencies and quantum physics and entanglement. Like, I've given you so much stuff that you don't even know. I'm telling you, what you hold in your head, you're going to hold in your hand. The frequency in which you're vibrating, the frequency in which your thoughts, your emotions are vibrating, the only thing you're going to receive is what matches your perception. So if you have good perception about yourself, the only thing you're going to receive is what your good perception matches, which can only be the good things that have happened to change the quality of your life. If you have bad perception of yourself, the only thing you're going to receive are the bad things that change the quality of your life. Either way, every second of every day, you are literally changing the quality of your life with your perception. Nothing else. It's your perception and what you perceive, you go out and you achieve. Make sense? Now, I don't know. You didn't even get to a question. Well, let's see if you got one that
I've answered. I don't need to ask a question.
I totally ruined your question.
That's fine.
You done pushed your notepad away.
Yes.
But did you have one personally, or is enough enough? Nothing?
I have nothing.
Well,
be good about yourself. I'll just say that.
Well,
that's it. That's all I got.
Gave
you a point and close, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let us be obedient.
What else can you say to that?
The vibration of the conversation we just had, and we're done. Closes out.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to Antonio today. no, seriously, thank you for checking us out. I hope have a great one after listening to this. Don't forget our Plant Better Mindset call. So what you just heard, take that an hour. And that's the type of things you're going to get on this mindset call. And I'm pushing it because it's important to pour into yourself. It's important to speak those great things about yourself so you can go out and not hate your job on Monday. You know? So check us out starting Sunday, October 2nd, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's just 1 hour. I know you guys and girls, American football is on that time, but what's more important? Like, sometimes you got to take a stand for yourself. So, hope you get to join us. Don't forget, Tony is also doing one-on-one coaching, so if you're interested in that, email us at coaching@revtony.org. That's all I got. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, guys. Well, as I made up last episode, whatever's going on in your life, plant better.
Bye.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.